with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Top of the morning to you. It's the St. Paddy's Day edition of the Grilling Guys. Hope you've got a little Irish barbecue planned in your backyard. Bob, what's going on, man? We're going to do a little bit of some Irish recipes here. Where you want to start?
Well, you know, we struggle with St. Patrick's Day every year because Ireland's not big for grilled foods.
Right.
So we thought we'd take a little turn down just traditional Irish foods and maybe some modern Irish foods and give you some ideas for today in case you've got a brisket or a corned beef brisket or some cabbage or something like that, and you really don't want to just do boiled dinner.
Right.
Although boiled dinner is still really good.
You know, I'm just not a big fan of just boiled potatoes. They just don't excite me. I mean, I got to put them in something. They got to be part of a recipe before
right.
I get too excited about spuds.
Right. Well, and they are with a boiled dinner. Boiled, maybe you've never had it.
Boiled, well, no, I have, but it's
boiling it in the meat and the broth with some carrots and cabbage and root vegetables. It's you get a really nice mash and flavor out of it.
Little peasant stew.
It really is, and you know, most of us were if we still had the kings ruling the world, we would be peasants.
Right. Yeah. I've been called worse. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm guilty of calling you that.
Right.
So, Irish potato salad. This kind of I thought was cool because who doesn't like potato salad?
Right.
And you could really bring this one along all summer long since it's spring. And I don't know, are you getting the urge to just get out and, oh, man, even on a cold morning, the sun, the daylight savings time.
Right.
Get you kind of going. I'm like walking outside without a shirt on and it's 37 degrees. I'm thinking it's okay. But Irish potato salad is just a little different than the typical one in that, It's going to have large white potatoes, and it's going to use sour cream and mayo, and then green onions, garlic, and some bacon and chopped up pickles. So the sour cream thrown in with the mayo was the twist that piqued my interest. I have not made this yet, but I found a lot of these just online. Of course, I just ripped them. I stole them from Genius Kitchen online, so I'm going to give them credit, but right. Just you know, you can find these all over the net. There's gobs of them, but you got to be careful and really peruse these recipes and use your gut,
right?
Because that's where it's going to end up.
Yeah, another thing that's traditionally Irish is, or it's just Mediterranean too, really, is the leg of lamb.
Yeah,
and
Irish,
right? You can buy that bone in or boned. And I prefer it to be boned when I'm working with it just because I've got edible product then.
Yep.
And if you were going to if you're going to roast the bone off and maybe make some lamb stew with the leftovers or something like that, I might buy it with the bone in and roast it that way. But if I'm just serving it, one of the things that's important with it is that lamb fat is a strong flavor. So you want to minimize the amount of it. You want a little bit of it in there.
Why
for
it's
the
nice
flavor.
To bone it then, because
yeah.
You can trim it.
Right, and I can trim it. That's
okay.
Exactly right.
But so you said, pardon me for interrupting, but you said if you wanted to roast that bone off.
Right.
After you carve the meat off and serve your guests, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I just throw it right in with the smoker.
You throw it back in the oven.
Yeah, throw it back in the oven or back in the smoker and roast it off because it's either good for the dog. Or it's good for your soups and stews that you're going to make afterwards.
That dog isn't going to need it smoked.
Right.
I'm sure he'll be happy to see a little bit red.
Don't like it raw with the dog. It ends up in the wrong place. But anyway, if I'm cooking lamb, I'm going to marinate it. Okay?
Are you?
It's just easiest for me to get flavor where I want it, especially in a bone piece if we're doing that. And in a true Irish tradition, I'm going to start out with some Guinness. And then, you know, you hit your flavors, your garlic, your soy, your your Dijon
oh,
mustard.
Oh, traditional Irish soy? Is
yeah,
that
right.
what you're
yeah.
saying?
But a marinade is what I'm doing just to get some moisture on this. And you know what? There's very little salt in this. This is going to be driven by the beer and the aromatics. And what we're going to do is just put this in a Ziploc bag, pour this marinade in on top as much as you need. You could find a recipe for this online, but the difference is it's got a little bit of Guinness in it, and I'm going to let it go anywhere from like 12 to 24 hours with that marinade on there. I want it to get absorbed in there.
Since it's so fatty,
right?
Don't you have a bigger grace period on the marinating?
I think so.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never do like chicken or poultry more than maybe
right,
4 to 8 six. Hours. Those guys in Texas a couple weeks ago when I was down there did a 3-day brine. Brine's different than marinade, right? It's gonna. Have
but a also, they you know the amount of salt and sugar and stuff you put in it has a lot to do with how long you can brine it
right.
too. So I suppose they probably have a very light.
Yeah, where the difference between a brine and a marinade is that salt and sugar. You're going to find a half a teaspoon of salt in this marinade that I'm talking about just for the flavor. It has no curing agent or any brining effect. And again, I've got no sugar in this. So this is more of a marinade to add flavor. It'll soak in a little bit, but it won't get in deep. And typically when I serve the lamb after I've cooked it, and I'm going to cook that to about 140, 145 degrees is right where I want to get the lamb to. And then I'm going to pull it apart a little bit and not slice it, but pull it apart a little bit. You could go even a little hotter if you wanted to with the lamb to get it to pull apart more like pulled pork. But it's very tender as it is. So you get it to 145, 150, I think you're going to get that done enough that it's going to retain its moisture, but you can still pull it apart and serve it. I've not ever used leg of lamb as a sliced meat like you would a prime rib or anything like that. So that's just my little take on a leg of lamb. But again, there's a lot of ways you can do it. It's just I enjoy doing it with the little Guinness marinade so that you've got just that little Irish flair and that big, dark, caramely flavor of the Guinness is.
And then after you've marinated it, is there rosemary in that?
There is.
So what
you
could do also, if you wanted, is you could take some sprigs of rosemary. If you're going to bind that thing back together, you could put some seasoning inside it,
yep.
bind it, and then coat the outside with a little bit of extra spice,
yep.
whatever you want. If you want to add some salt to it or maybe a little garlic or
Dijon
something.
Dijon mustard maybe
yeah.
or something
yep.
like that. Yep.
yep. And but the rosemary, I don't think you're maybe the biggest fan of
you
it.
You know, generally the only rosemary I like in my kitchen is one with an apron on that's cooking something. Other than that, not my favorite seasoning.
Brian, do you want to touch it? He doesn't. Brian's not touching it. Why the apron?
What?
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, boy, that didn't take long, did it? Just right down that spike.
What about Irish potato skins?
I stumbled onto that one, and I thought it was kind of a joke, and it really is another one of these Irishized, Americanized, you know, it's not a traditional thing at all, but I think when you're trying to come up with something for the grill that's not traditionally grilled, it's okay to put your coat of arms on it. So whatever the say is fine with me. But Irish potato skins were kind of cool. And what I learned about this recipe is it taught me something I've been struggling with on doing potato skins on my grill. And it was really simple. After you have out those potatoes, brush them with some EVO on the inside and grill them for 5 or 10 minutes with the face of the potato down, skin up, which would solve the problem I've always had with them is that they just turn mushy.
Right.
They're not crispy like the deep-fried ones, which we all love
right.
and have grown up loving. Thank God for Fridays.
Yeah, right.
TGIFs came out with those, right, and made
right.
them big. And so by brushing some EVO on that potato skin after you've halved it and grilling it skin up, you get that crispiness, and then you dob of your stuff on it real quick, and then serve it.
Right.
You don't leave it on to get mushy.
Cool. Coming up next, how about some grilled cabbage steaks and some kokkonen? Stick with us. We'll be back.